Simon Shin Tzadid Aleph, bottom of page 520, and the question we're asking tonight is, what's the halacha if you're not sure if there's an eruv or not? Okay, you're going to a place, you're going to a hotel, you're going to your friends, you're going to your second cousin who live in down in like in a weird place, Stamford, I don't know, and you're just not sure if there's an eruv there or not. Can you carry yes or no? And again, I'm not referring to the eruv being the mechit, the tzuza. Not talking about the strings, all the walls. I'm not talking about that. You know it's a shuzi yochid. I'm talking about if the eruv was made, what we've been discussing for the last few months, the eruv chatzeres, and the shita from the walls was made. So in other words, if you go to a place, you're not sure if there's an eruv, are you allowed to carry yes or no? But you don't know, you're there on Shabbos now. You can't make a stipulation. I can't actually physically make an eruv. You're right. If you can make an eruv, that's the best with stipulation. But we're talking about, you can't make an eruv now. Safek d'raisa. Why is it d'raisa? It's always d'raisa, but the chatzir is only d'rabonon. It's exer d'rabonon. We're not talking about itzah. Yeah. Let's say we're walking only in the chotzer. You're going to carry from your house in the chotzer and vice versa. You're not sure if an eruv is made, yeah. You go to Normandy Hotel. You're only allowed to carry from your room to the stairs and to the lobby. You're only allowed to carry if an eruv was made. Of course, it's all private domain, but you need to have an eruv. You're not sure. The boss is not around to ask and there's nobody there really. You're not sure is an eruv or not. Can you carry yes or no? Without knowing for sure, without identifying, checking, what do you say? Probably not. You've got to make sure. You have to ask the local rabbi and ask him, can you carry yes or no? Yeah, perhaps, because they're all there for short time. Could be, yeah. Perhaps. So, the rabbi said, Aloch is not so poshut. Not so poshut at all. So, Aloch is as follows in Sif Aleph, Simon Shin Tzadid Aleph, bottom of page 520. Sofek Eruv. If you have got a doubt as to whether there is an Eruv, could go in such as Sofek Imayokayim Bein Hashmoshois. You're not sure as to whether the Eruv existed during the twilight period, Bein Hashmoshois, Imlav, or not, Mutter. You're not sure if it existed. You don't know if there was an Eruv. Perhaps there was. Perhaps there wasn't. Then it's Mutter. Vehu, that is, Shehoyeloi Cheskas Kashus. That's only if there was a cheskas kashus. That's one of the famous yeshivish concepts. A very yeshivish concept. Cheskas kashus. What's a cheskas kashus? Cheskas kashus? It's not really majority. It's not roif. I don't know what presumption of validity is. Okay, so cheskas kashus is kugon sheni choy sham ve'eruv b'sofek. You know for a fact it was once there. There was at one point there was an eruv there. At one point it was kosher. At one point you know it was good. You're just not sure. Maybe a fox came to eat it. Maybe it could be that somebody more than that. You know now it's not there anymore. You're just not sure when it disappeared. When was it eaten? When was it burnt? You know that if the eruv was eaten up just now on Shabbos morning, it doesn't matter as long as the eruv existed when Shabbos came in. But perhaps it was really eaten up, burnt, destroyed when Shabbos came in. You know, at one point there was an eruv, and now you know there is no eruv anymore. You're just not sure when this change actually happened. So then you go according to Cheskas Kashus. Cheskas Kashus means we go according to Chazakah. At one point it was kosher. We're assuming that it was as kosher until a second ago. Same Rabbi said, well, this is the concept that we find also with regards to many other areas. Most famously, the Gemara speaks about a mikveh, which is called Aboim Saw, which had, you know for sure, at one point it was a kosher mikveh. Now you know for sure it's not a kosher mikveh anymore. So all the people who traveled in between were saying they're kosher. Because the chazoka is machia de sofek. You're right, sofek de raisa de chumra. But here it's not sofek because we've got chazoka which is machia de sofek. That's what achronim say. Good question. So generally we're saying that sofek eruv, it's okay as long as there's the cheskas kashus. Avonim loyer boy cheskas kashus. But if at no point you knew there was an eruv there, kugon sofik imun acham im lav loy. But if there is no cheskas kashos, there's no cheskas kashos, meaning you never knew. You came to a random place to your second cousin, twice removed, who live in, where is South Africa? The not the capital, the other place,
Cape Town.
You go to Cape Town. Second cousin.
Okay,
so not so where, not the other place. What do you mean there's three capitals? Either way, we're going to go in one of those three capitals, which you go to your second cousin that lives there, and you just don't know. He's got his beautiful mansion with, of course, the five maids and the three swimming pools, and you're there for Shabbos, and it's, yes, you can carry in the chotzer, you can carry in the chotzer. What do you mean you can carry in the chotzer? Yeah, it's a private domain. Did you make an erev chatzis? You just don't have a chance to ask him because he's gone to shul already, and you haven't a chance. He left the house because he's, whatever, he's gone away. Now you want to know if you can carry in the beautiful, large estate. The back garden is enormous. Big back gardens in Cape Town? Yeah? Can be. So you want to just, and it's not just your back garden because it's also chevidah. You need an erev chatzis that you don't know if there is one. So, we learn now. If you know at one point the world's an eruv, and you don't know if it still exists or not, then we're learning cheskas kashus. You can recarry. You can rely on it. But if you don't know as to whether there was ever an eruv made there, you never have a chance to ask him. He's gone. You don't know if the eruv was made there, yes or no. The halacha is, no cheskas kashus, sofek. You cannot carry in that area. You may not. Mishnah Berurah. What happened in this initial case? If cotton, I'll have two buttons from the bottom. The eruv could have been eaten. The eruv could have been burnt. You don't know if this happened before Ben Hashmoshes started. Or this actually happened during Ben Hashmoshes. So that's when there is cheskashus, you can be leading. However, if there was never cheskashus, you can't. So the case of the hotel. What would you say there? You go to a hotel, assuming that we learned it's a machloikis. Hotel or hospital is a machloikis. But let's assume it's a kind of premises that you need an eruv chatzeiros. And you don't know if there was one or not. Can you carry yes or no based on what we learned now? You don't know if there was one. Yeah.
But you wouldn't have one in a hospital anyway.
Yeah, you might not need. Okay, you might not need. Yeah. So you know what? Let me give you another example. A block of flats. Go to a block of flats. You know what? You're going to Golden Screen. That's it. You're going to your friend's Golden Screen for Simcha, and you have a block of flats for Shabbos, and you see people carrying that, but you're not sure if there's an Erev Chatzeiros or not. We don't say Sofik Darabonah because Sofik the answer to your very good question is Sofik Darabonah Lekula is a rule. Do you hear? I've thought it's a very good question. This is the Rabbonah, right? Erev Chatzeiros is a rabbinical matter. So why don't we say Sofik Darabonah? It's a good question, no? The answer is that we don't rely on Sofik Darabonah Lekula Lechatchila. Sofik Darabonah Lekula is if something happened, now you know if it's kosher or not. You say, if it's Darabonah, you're Mekel. If it's Daraisa, you're stringent. But if you Lechatchila want to know if you can carry it, you can't rely Lechatchila on Sofik Darabonah. You can't take an Issa Darabonah and put it in a what would be a good example, a Sofik Darabonah. You're not sure if you're allowed to eat it or not. And then eat it because Sofik Darabonah Lekula. You're not Lechatchila allowed to put it in a position that you're going to have rely on Sofik Darabonah Lekula. Okay. See, Beis Rabbi Yosef, Tzorich Shia Eruv, Ben Hashmos, Mokum Shiroi Litloi. The Eruv must be in a place where you can actually take it. Where is the Eruv going to be kept? Where is the Eruv kept? Best place for the Eruv to be kept. Best. So it needs to be in a place that you can actually access it. If a pile of stones fell on the Eruv, and you cannot access it, you cannot take it. Without a shovel, also it's also. And the Eruv, the Eruv only needs to be existent and existing during Ben Hashmoshes. So if something happened after Ben Hashmoshes, don't worry about it. And you can eat it once it's dark, you can eat it. And the meaning is to eat it for Shabbos meal. Minig is to eat the Erev and Shabbos meal. For Dafka Mogam Shenagin La'ariv Kol Erev Shabbos. That's the minig when you make every Shabbos a new Erev Chatzeres. But better yet, La'ariv Kol Hashanah, to make an Erev for the entire year. Pepa Machas once, Kedereltsim and Shin Samaches. To do one Erev a year is better. Why is the minig? So, there's two minogim. Either you make an Erev Chatzeres, do you actually have an Erev Chatzeres in the back garden? Do you have a back garden with you? Do you have a Yiddish neighbor that you have an Erev Chatzeres with him?
On the side. Both sides, not behind.
Behind? No, but the back garden, next door.
The adjoining back garden.
Yep. Okay, so if a ball falls across, no worries. But if you have a Yiddish neighbor, and if the ball will fly across, do you have a Yiddish neighbor? Yeah, of course you do. So what do you do if the ball goes over? What do you do? So you need to have a chaseres, right? So now what happens? So we do one Erev Chaseres once a year. We do Erev Chaseres once a year. That's the minhag generally. But, the one's a minhag to do it every Erev Shabbos, to do it every week. Those who had a minhag, I still know people who do it. And there are some people who do it every week in Erev Chatzeres. Can we kapoch every Erev Shabbos? It's nice. Imagine that. Every Erev Shabbos, to get before you get ready to shul, you make an Erev Chatzeres. Very nice. Make a kapoch. Now, what happens though, if you make an Erev Chatzeres once a year, nothing to talk about. But, if you make an Erev Chatzeres every week, what that minig is, the minig is that the Gemara tells us now, you take this bread, you take this challah, you take this item, and use it for hamotzi on Shabbos day. What's the reason for it? Why would you eat it? The reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, a general rule, b'shachas b'shabbos, atam, the reason is, hoil v'is'abed b'echad ha-mitzvah, since you have done one mitzvah with it, nasev ha-mitzvah acheres, do another mitzvah with it. Where else do we use this? This rule, we use a rule that if you make one mitzvah with it, might as well do another mitzvah with it. Lulav, for instance. Yeah, that's it. So we found it in numerous places. Okay, but I might say we don't really... I wonder what Rabbi Lehman does with the box of matzahs. What does he do with it? Do they stay there for years and years? Eventually get soggy. Not sure. I wonder what he does with it. But now, talking about Rabbi Lieberman's box, I'd like to know, is it locked up? No. It's not? You can just take it? If you're really hungry, you just go and eat it.
And it's not
locked up. Okay, Rabbi Yisab, what will be locked up? Say there is a tremendous increase of matzah ganovim. Yeah, everybody's going for these kedasi matzahs that, you know. Oh, you're saying that if it's locked up, it's wrong. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel, your point. Nosnu b'migdal v'nal b'fanav, you put it in a box, v'nal b'fanav, you locked it up, v'avad maftech, and you lost the key. Kodesh Mishra Shecha, before Shabbos came in, you lost the key to the box of the Eruv. Him yafshal leitzi Eruv. If you cannot take out the Eruv, Elim Kain also Melachah Gemura, and Ashmoshes, if the only way to take the matzah out is by making a Melachah Gemura, by destroying, by damaging this key hole in this box, and to penetrate in a damaging way, then if it's a Melachah Gemura to do that, it's as if you lost the key, it's not because it's an Eruv, because you cannot physically access it. So there you go, you're 100% right. If the Eruv is inaccessible, like a rubble of stone came on it, it's no good, you can't, yeah, it's no good. But only that, even if it's in Lomdish way, it's inaccessible, such as it's locked up and you lost the key, the Eruv is no good, because you physically need to be able to access and enjoy the key. So I'm wondering, the Shani that was asked, when we learned this halacha 7 years ago, somebody in Shia asked the question, and I do not know the answer, but I do remember the question. The question was, pardon?
You need a code to get inside.
That's it, very good, must have been you. Yeah, so 7, 8 years ago when we learned this, the question was asked. That in Eruv, the edgeware Eruv, in order to carry, you need to have, we're learning now, you need to be able to access the matzahs. You don't need to eat it, of course not, but you need to have access to it, otherwise the Eruv is no good. How do you access the matzahs? Yes, I know, Shabbos day, when everybody's davening, you somehow get in. But you try to get in there when nobody's in there.
Some people can.
Is that good enough? Is that it? You go to the Rav's house. Shulchan Aruch's words are, I'm just repeating the words of Shulchan Aruch, that Nosnu b'migdol, if you put it in a box, v'noah b'fonah, when it's locked up, v'ovad ha'mafteach, and the key is lost, then, if you cannot enter it, unless you do melacha, it's as if you lost the Eruv, and it's not an Eruv. Sheref
shalachloi.
You think over here, you're saying it's different. Why? Because you, with great difficulty, you'll manage to get in. Ah, you're not doing melacha. You're not doing melacha. Ah, since it is accessible, at the end of the day, it is accessible. It's quite complex, and it's going to take you a lot of time, but you can somehow get in. Therefore, it's fine. Good. I take that as an answer. Fine. He needs another whole circle to get to that, another whole cycle to get to that answer. Very good. Yes. Very good. That's a good answer. That's like a good answer. Okay. Let us summarize what we learned this evening. B'siyat Tishmaya. We learned. Sofik Eruv. What's the locha if you don't know if it's an Eruv or not? So we're distinguishing. We're learning that. When is it permissible? And there was a Cheskes Kashrus. When you know at one point it was a good Eruv there, then you can rely on the fact there was an Eruv now as well. If you never knew there was an Eruv there, you can't carry. We learned. If the Eruv is placed somewhere where you can't access it, it's not a good Eruv. If you put the Eruv somewhere, an old rubble of stone came on it, can't get hold of it, it's not a good Eruv. We learned that if you do weekly Eruv, the meaning is to eat each Shabbos day. Because if you do one mitzvah, might as well do another mitzvah. Finally, we learned the halacha of a Eruv which is in a locked box and you don't know where the key is. The halacha is, if you cannot get in without doing melacha d'oraisa, it is also you cannot carry in the Eruv. Bit of a question, Rabbi Isai, if you break something, can that be a melacha d'oraisa?
By accident.
Hmm?
By accident.
No. If you're breaking something,
sure.
Is that the d'oraisa? Soisa. But soisa is the raisa only if it's amanas livnois. Mekalkel is never the raisa, you're right. So the question is that, I'm asking a question on this Shulchan Aruch over here. What did we say? That if you need the melacha d'oraisa to get into that migdol, then it's considered not accessible and the Eruv is no good. So the question is, it's never going to be the raisa. Yeah? Very nice, very long dish. That's right. Bialocha. That's considered a tikkun because you need. It's not kilkul. It's a kilkul amanas. It's like a kilkul amanas. Very nice. Very, very, very nice. Well done. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I wish you a very good chodesh. Very good chodesh.